Yom Daf Lamed Gimel. We're starting on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the two dots. Here in the third paragraph of the Masechta, Mishnah on Lamed Aleph gave a description of the Kohen Gadol having toveled his first time, put on the big day Zahav, and do the Avodah as it relates to the Karban Tamid. Mishnah describes how the Kohen Gadol is going to be both shechting and doing the Kabbalah Sadam regarding the Karban Tamid. Mishnah uses an unusual term describing the Shechita instead of the Mishnah using the simple term of Shechita. So the Mishnah uses the term of Keratso. Gemara discusses, we start with the Gemara, Hevelo is the Tamid, Keratso. They bring him the Karban Tamid and he shechs the Karban Tamid. My Keratso, so exactly what does that term mean? Amar Ula Lishna Diktalahu. So it means that he killed the animal, meaning that he shechted it. So Amar Yitzchak Bar Nachman Maikram. So where do we see this? Such an unusual term. The Gemara wants to know, where can we find such a term? So the Gemara starts with a pasuk. Pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Pasuk reads, Maikra Egla Yefei Fia Mitzrayim Karetz Mitzafon Bava. My mashma, exactly what does the pasuk mean? Kedem Targum Rav Yosef. So the Gemara here quotes the Targum of Rav Yosef, as we've noted numerous times throughout Shas. So Rav Yosef is the one who writes the Targum on the Nevi'im. So the Gemara over here quotes, Kedem Targum Rav Yosef, Maka Yahweh Havim Mitzrayim. So Egypt was a beautiful nation. Amim and Ketulin, Mitzafon Yaseh Allah. Murderous people are coming in from the north, and they're going to descend upon Mitzrayim, and they're going to wipe out Mitzrayim. So you see the word Karatso over here is used in the context of killing. The pasuk it says, Karatz Mitzafon, and the Targum says, Ketulin. So we know that it means to kill. Karatz Bekama. So the Gemara says, okay, so now that we've established that an incision is made, so how much of an incision is made by the Kohen Gadol? Quick reminder to all of us that the Kohen Gadol is shechting the carbon, so you have to go with the basic rules of Shechita, which we learned back in the Sefer Chulin, that is you have to cut both pipes. It's an animal. You have to go through Shnei Simanim. The Shnei Simanim are going to be the Kana and the Veshet. So over here, in order for a Shechita to be a good Shechita, so we know that you have to go through the Kana and the Veshet. And as we learned the Gemara in Chulin, we're going to be quoting out over here momentarily, you have to go through the majority of the Kana and the Veshet. So Amar Ula Barav Shnayim, V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan Barav Shnayim. So the Gemara quotes over here, in the name of both Ula and Rav Yochanan, that you're going to go through the majority of two of the pipes. The Avrei Shlakish Avrei Barav Shnayim, Avrei Shlakish also agrees with this pshat as well. The Amrei Shlakish V'chim Me'achas Shanin Ruba Shalacha Kamavu. We have a Mishnah in Chulin. The Mishnah in Chulin says that you have to go through Rub, meaning that there is a circumference to the pipe, and in order for the Shechita to be Kasha Shechita, so you have to go through the majority of that circumference. So the Gemara says V'chim Me'achas Shanin Ruba Shalacha Kamavu. Now the Mishnah makes the rule very clear. So Lama Shaninu, the Mishnah then seemingly is repeating itself when the Mishnah goes on to say, "There's a Mishnah over there in Chulin, Rub Echad Be'al for Rav Shnayim, but Behema." That when it comes to a bird, you have to cut the majority of one pipe, and when it comes to an animal, you have to cut the majority of two pipes. Right? The halacha Moshe Misina is that for an animal, you have to cut both pipes, and for a bird, you only need to cut one pipes. Whether or not that's a din d'oraisa, so the Gemara in Chulin discusses that, but that's not our topic right now. So, but anyway, lefisha shaninu hevilo satamid. So the Gemara says, okay, the reason why the Mishnah over there in Chulin has to repeat itself is because of our Mishnah over here. The Gemara goes on to explain. Our Mishnah says, "Hevi alosa tamid karatzo meirik acher shechita al yado." So the Kohen Gadol is going to be doing the karatzo. He's going to be cutting, and as we've already established, cutting means the majority of the two pipes. And then another Kohen is going to come and he's going to complete it. V'kibal sadam zerako. Kohen Gadol is the one who's doing the kabbalah sadam. He's also going to be doing the zrika sadam. So yachol lo meirik apostle. Now I might have thought that if the second Kohen does not come along and doesn't finish off the Shechita, so I might have thought that would be possible. So the Gemara immediately interjects. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Could you possibly for a moment entertain the idea that if another coin doesn't come along and finish it up, it's going to be possible? So the Gemara says, that can't possibly be, meaning even as an Havamina, you know, we can't entertain such a thought. Then the Avoda is going to being done with another coin. And Vitanya, we learned in the Brisa, Kol Avodas Yom Kippur Meinuk Sheir Elavam. So as far as the Avodas of Yom Kippur are concerned, so only the Kohen Gadol has the right eligibility to do the Avodas of any of the Avodas on Yom Kippur. So it can't possibly be that the second Kohen is halachically significant. So Hachi Kamar, so the Gemara says, you're right. So he's not halachically significant, so we need clarification. The Gemara immediately gives us clarification. Yachli Apostle Midrabban, and so I might have thought that if another Kohen didn't come along and finish the job, so they would be possible at least on a rabbinic level. That's a Havemin I might have thought. So lekach shaninu, as a result of that, the Mishnah goes on to say that rov echad be'of v'rov shnayim be'behema. By the Mishnah going out and repeating itself and saying that rov is sufficient, and not just saying it once, but saying it two times. So now that comes to tell me that not only is it going to be sufficient, but it's totally sufficient, meaning that as long as rov is done, so that what you have is a perfectly kasher shechita, where it's not even going to be disqualified on a rabbinic level. To which the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, okay, so now I really have a strong question, which is that we just established that the Kohen Gadol is going to do the majority of the Shechita. He'll be shechting rove of the two pipes, and we just established that that's sufficient, and not only is that sufficient, but it's totally sufficient. So then why altogether is there a need for a second Kohen? So that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, mitzvah lamarik. So the Gemara says, yeah, but still there's a mitzvah for another Kohen to go ahead and to finish it off. Now, Rashi over here writes, mitzvah lamarik, Rashi third line down, kidei lahotzi es adam yafa. Blood's going to come out much better that way. Meaning that when you do rov shnayim, so even though from a shechita standpoint, the shechita is going to be a kasher shechita, and kasher meaning 100% kasher, but nevertheless, blood's going to flow out a lot better if, in fact, we go ahead and we totally cut through the remaining portion of the cut of a veshen. Okay, so that's the benefit that's gained from there, and that's why you have somebody else do it. But as far as the shechita is concerned, the shechita is kasher ligamre. Okay, we are on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We are just 3-4 lines down from the top of the Amud. And now we're going to be starting, actually 3 lines down, last word in the line, we're going to be starting a Gemara that's extraordinarily popularized by the fact that it's incorporated in the Tefillah, in the Karbana section of Davening. That's before Psukah de Zimra. So we say Karbanos. Karbanos is made up of Psukim in the Torah, Mishnayos, and the Brice, the Rabbi Shmuel at the end. That's the basic construct of the Karbanos section that we say. But included in that is that we go through the fifth parak of the Mishnah in Zvachim, but we also cover Gemara in Yuma, not just any Gemara in Yuma, but Yuma Lama Gimel. This Gemara over here, what makes this Gemara so critical that's incorporated into this Karbana section? So this Gemara over here is going to be giving us the Seder Ayom, meaning in a regular day in the base of Mikdash. And when I say a regular day, meaning even if it's a Shabbos or even if there's a Karban Mosaf, so what exactly is going to be the Seder Ayom? What exactly is the order and the sequence of the events that occur in any given day? So we certainly have a lot of Mishnahs that spell it out, but to put it all together and formulate it in one listing, so this is a Gemara that does so, and so the Gemara now is going to give it to us. The Gemara is going to give it to us as a Masorah that Abaye has. In fact, the Gemara is going to say that Abaye gets it from Gemara, so when the Gemara is making a reference to Gemara, it means that it's just part of the tradition that he had. And also, one other qualifier, and that is, it's Aliba da Abba Shaul. I mean, we're going to see this inside in just a moment. And that means to say that he's only following the position of Abba Shaul and not the Shita of the Chachamim. So we learned earlier in Amasechta, Daf Yedaleh, there's a machlokes between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim in terms of what exactly happens between the cleaning of the 5 lamps of the menorah and the cleaning of the last 2 lamps of the menorah. So as we're going to see, that our list over here is going to go in line with the Shita of Abba Shaul, not the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay, as an interesting point, which we're not gonna fixate on, but certainly as an interesting point, does that mean that the halacha falls like Abba Shaul? Now, Silchus of the Mashiach, obviously, the next time we're going to need these halachas is when the Beis HaMikdash is built. But Abba Shaul obviously is a das yachid, it's a shita yachid against the shita of the Chachamim. So by virtue of the fact that Abai is putting a list together that is going in accordance with Abba Shaul, it certainly gives the impression that we are following the shita of Abba Shaul. Anyway, Abai Mesadim Ma'aracha Mishmei de Gemara. So Abai goes ahead and makes the Seder of what exactly the avod in the Beis HaMikdash is going to look like. Mishmei de Gemara, literally translated as in the name of the Gemara, but it means that he has a Masorah, he has a tradition. And Vali B'da Abba Shaul, and the Gemara telegraphs, and the Gemara tells us right from the beginning that it's going to go in accordance with Abba Shaul, meaning, and not the Shita of the Chachamim, and that is specifically how is the order going to be regarding what is separating the cleaning of the 5 lamps and the cleaning of the 2 lamps. We're going to come back to that a little bit later. And so over here, what we're going to do is we're going to go through an order. Now, we're going to give a listing of 15 avodas that are done. Now, this list of 15 that we're going to go through over here is not an exhaustive list. In fact, you can see Tosus right over here on our daf. The Gemara is not going to mention Shumas Adeshin. which even though Trumas Hadeshim was basically the theme of the second parak, but over here in the third parak, as we're going through the Avodas Hayom, we don't mention Trumas Hadeshim. Tosus is bothered by that, so it doesn't mention Trumas Hadeshim. So, and it's not going to mention every single detail, but it's going to basically give us 15 of the key points of the Avoda that's done over the course of the day, and specifically the sequence in which it's done. So we're going to run through all 15 points, and just one other thing to consider before we start with the list, and that is that some of the things mentioned over here is not daily, meaning we're going to be talking about the 2 spoonfuls of Lavona, the bezichin, that are sitting on top of the lechem upon him. Now, they're going to be offered and burnt, but only on Shabbos. So obviously the bezichin, even though it's being mentioned over here, is only relevant to Shabbos, not to any other day of the week. And similarly, the Bryce over here, not Bryce, the Masor of Abaye is also going to talk about the Musafim. Obviously, the Musafim is only when there's a carbon Musaf. Most of the days of the year, there isn't a carbon Musaf. So even though most of the items mentioned over here are daily, but some of the items over here that are listed are not going to be daily. Regardless, let's begin. So Marach Gedola Kedamas Marach Hashniyah Shekatar. So the first thing we're going to be doing is arranging the main pyre that's on the Mizbeach, followed then by the second one. The second one is where the coals are going to be taken in order to be used to burn the Ketaris in the Heichal. Marach Hashniyah Shekatar's Kodemas Lesidu Shnei Gzira Eitzim. After the second pyre is set up and arranged, so then 2 logs of wood are going to be placed on top of this fire that's been arranged. It's going to be placed on the main fire. The placing of the 2 logs of wood comes in front of, precedes the cleaning out of the inner mizbeach. The cleaning out of the inner mizbeach is going to precede the cleaning of the 5 lanterns. And then after the cleaning of the 5 lanterns, you're going to take a break. There are 2 more lanterns to go, but the break is going to be taken. And at this point in time, the dam tamid is going to be offered, meaning that we're going to shech the carbon tamid, and we're going to offer the, you're going to do the kabbalah sadam and the holach and the zrikas sadam, meaning all the dam related activities that relate to a carbon tamid. And then after that, you're going to be cleaning out the last 2 lanterns. And then going to go to the Ketoris. So, and this is where it does not follow, I'm sorry, this is where it does follow the Shita of Abishol, not the Shita of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, it's going to be the Ketoris that's going to be separating the 5 and 2 of the menorah. U'Ketoris Kodim La'Ivarim. Now, after the burning of the Ketoris, then you're going to have the burning of the limbs of the carbon tamid, the evarim la mincha, and after that you're going to have the mincha that's being offered. Mincha over here is the nesachim that come in accordance with the carbon tamid. Now nesachim over here meaning the flour and the oil. O mincha lechavitim. After that you bring the carbon chavitim. That's the mincha that's offered by the Kohen Gadol on a daily basis. Vechavitim nesachim, and then afterwards you're going to have the nesachim. Nesachim are the wine. Wine portion of the Nesachim that comes together with the Karban Tamid, Nesachim L'Musafim. After that, you have the Karban Musafim, Musafim L'Bazichin, and after that, you have the 2 spoonfuls. Again, Musafim and Bazichin is not every day, as we already pointed out just moments earlier, but just to reiterate, it's not every day, it's only as necessary. Bazichin is done on Shabbos, and the Musafim, obviously, is only when there's a Karban Musaf. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Yontiv, but obviously, only as needed. After the bezichin are offered, so now we're in the afternoon. The tamid shel ben arba'im is offered. The pasuk says that as far as the ola is concerned, so it's going to be burned aleha chalvei hashlamim. So the chalvei hashlamim are going to be burnt over it. Aleha hashlam kol karbanas kula, meaning that the karban tamid is going to be the conclusion. It's going to be the bookend, the second bookend of all the karbanos that are offered over the course of a day, which means to say that it will be the last karban that is offered on any given day. This is now, we just went through the list of 15 items that are offered on a daily basis, and we learned about the Seder. And again, daily, not for every one of the items, but for most of the items that are mentioned. So now with that stated, so now that the list is in front of us, so for the remainder of today's daf, going into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is now going to be giving a detailed analysis of each of the steps that we went along the way. Amar Mar. So we begin. So first, the major pyre that exists on the top of the Mizbeach, followed then by the secondary one as well, Manalan. Gemara says, and the source for that is the Tanya, Hiya Olam Mokdal Mizbeach Olalayla. So the Gemara describes that there's a fire that's on the Mizbeach the whole night, Zumarach Gedola. It's a reference to the Merach Gedola. Ve'esha Mizbeach Tukat Bo, Zumarach Shnei Shukataris. And then, when the Torah goes on to describe a second fire, so that's the Merach Shnei, that's the second Merach, where the coals from that are going to be used to fuel the Kataris, in order to burn the Kataris that is burnt on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Epoch Anad, the Gemara says, okay, now why don't we just reverse orders? Meaning, how do we know that we got the orders correct? So to which the Gemara goes on to clarify, well, the Merach HaGedola is going to have precedence. It's going to come first because Kaparasa Meruba, meaning it just simply has more Kapara. More Karbanos are going to be offered on the Merach HaGedola. When I say more, I really mean all of them. So in that regard, so the Merach HaGedola is going to have precedence. The Gemara says, Adaraba. Okay, we could argue in another direction, which is Merach HaShnia Adifa. Maybe the second Merach is more significant. Shekein Machnisen Mimenut Lifnim, because we're going to know that the coals from that second Merach are going to be brought into the Heichal in order to be put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is inside the Heichal. So I might have thought that because the coals of that fire go into a more interior area, so therefore it's going to have a little bit more significance. That's the Havamina. Filahachi, the Gemara says, no, Kaparasa Meruba Adifa. Gemara says, okay, that's true, but when all said and done, the fact that the main pyre is used for the burning of the Karbanos, so that's just simply Adifa, it's just simply a, it's more significant, it carries with it more weight. Ebai Sema, the Gemara says, okay, that's one way that we know that the first pasuk is a reference to the main maracha, and then the Gemara gives another answer as well. And just for a moment, let's just imagine that there was no coals on the second pyre for whatever reason. So the Gemara says you can't take from the original pyre, the main pyre, in order to be used as coals for burning the ketoros on the heichal. So the Gemara says is that ultimately, when all said and done, I can even go to the main pyre in order to get the coals, in order to burn the Ketar. So for those two reasons, the Gemara says is that we know that the main pyre is Kodemus. The main Maracha is the one that's going to come before any of the other activities. So Maracha Shnei Shekhtar is Kodemus L'Sidur Shnei Gezira Eitzim. And we're just now going to go ahead. We're going to go step by step through the Braisa, going through a source for each one of the points of the Braisa. So min nalan, the Gemara now wants to know that after the Merach HaShnia has been arranged, it's been organized, so then we're introducing two blocks of wood. So the Gemara says, and how do I know that? The pasuk says that we're going to be putting wood on it, baboker, baboker. Now reading the pasuk carefully, v'vir alaha, we're putting it on it, aleh v'lo achaverta, meaning we're putting it on the main and not on its neighboring pyre, mechlal de'isa l'chaverta. It means to say that when the two blocks of wood are being marched up the ramp, so there actually has to be a choice. There has to be two piles over there, one that we put it on and one we don't put it on. Okay, now is not a wonderful time for the joke of the two shuls that every community requires, one that I go to, one I don't go to. We'll bypass that joke and we'll just simply point out that over here, the diuk is that when the two wood blocks of wood are going on, so there has to be a pile that you choose, you elect, and a pile that you do not like, which means that the two piles already have to be arranged on the top of the Mizbeach. The high aleha mibayle legufe, the Gemara says, okay, but before we darshan the pasuk, don't we need the pasuk to tell us that the two blocks of wood have to go up, meaning that before we get to drushes, we need the basics. So the Gemara says, trey aleha ksiva. Yeah, but if you look at the pasuk carefully, you'll note that in the pasuk it says the word aleha two times. Careful reading of the pasuk, this is the sixth parak of Vayikra, beginning of Parshat Sav. It's the fifth pasuk. If you even look even more carefully, you're going to see that it says Allah three times. Okay, but certainly, and it says it more than once, and so it affords us the opportunity to make this drasha. So far, we have gone now three steps into the day: the Merach Gedola, the Merach HaShnia, and the two blocks of wood. Next, Sidur Shnei Gezira Eitzim Kodem L'Adisha Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now we're up to the cleaning out of the interior Mizbeach. That's where we were yesterday and the day before and every day in the Beis Hamikdash here, burning Ketoros. And so therefore, obviously, there's going to be some residual ash and it has to be cleaned out. So the Gemara says, Alpha Gav Dehachik Si Baboker Baboker. Now, when it comes to the two blocks of wood, it does say Baboker Baboker, as we just established. Vahachik Si Baboker Baboker. And as it relates to the cleaning out of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Torah also uses the words Baboker Baboker. This is in the 30th parak of Shmos. So it's true that we have the words baboker baboker two times, and that would seem to give it the same at least a tie. So afilu hachimach shi'adav, but still, when all said and done, the fact that the shnei gezira eitzim are used to burn the karbanos, so that's a machshir, and that's gonna have more significance and more precedence, and that's why the shnei gezira eitzim are going to be coming before the disha mizbech ha'panimi machshir ma'nihu. So the gemara says, okay. So as far as a machshir is concerned, so what are we making a reference to? Shnei gezira eitzim. V'amar shnei gezira eitzim la'marach ha'gedola azlin. Now the gemara says, now wait 1 second. The shnei gezira eitzim are going on to the marach ha'gedola, meaning that the gemara's assumption right now is a machshirin, is the fact that it's going to be a machshir for the mizbech ha'panimi. But the gemara says, but that's not true. It's going on the marach ha'gedola where we're going to be burning the karbana. So amar of yirmiyah shem eitzim. So first of all, the gemara says is that, look, as far as it being a kapara is concerned, I'm sorry, it being a machshir is concerned, so it's wood, meaning that categorically it's wood. So you're right, the wood is going on the main pyre, and we're right now trying to compare the setting up, the introducing of the two blocks that goes in front of the cleaning out of the inner mizbech. And it's also true that they both use the words boker, but the Gemara says is that at least we have the word. At least we have the idea that the outer mizbeach is more of a machshir, meaning that we're going to be using the wood in order to bring it inside. Now it's true that you're using the wood of the second pyre, not the first pyre, but still categorically it's all wood. And Ravina Amar Hov Yitzchum b'maracha gomer. Ravina gives another answer and he says, look, we started with the maracha, finish the maracha, meaning you're right. In the second answer of the Gemara, maybe there's no strong indication that we should do one over the other. We have the words baboker, baboker, by the shnei gezira eitzim, as we also have it by the disha mizbech ha'panimi. It's true. But when all said and done, look, we've been now working with the outer mizbech. We already set up the maracha gedola. We already set up the maracha shnia. So at this point in time, if all else is being equal, which right now the Gemara is arguing it is equal, but still finish with the mizbech ha'chitzona, and then and only then do you go inside and do you set up the mizbeach ha'pnimi. Rav Ashi Amar, the Gemara gives a third answer. A point that we made earlier in the daf, but now we're going to get to review again. And that is, look, we typically we go to the marach ha'shnia as the source of coals for the inner mizbech, but if in the absence of coals on the second one, we'll go back to the first one. So the first one could be a machshir for the mizbech ha'panimi, and that's why the Gemara says is that the two blocks of wood are really serving as a machshir even for the ketores. Okay, so now we've gone through 4 steps. This is now our 5th step. Our 5th step is going to be the cleaning out of 5 of the 7 neiros. So my time, the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Gemara Gemirna, Svar Lo Yadana. So Abai says very honestly and very candidly, I have the tradition. I don't know what the Svar would be. Rav Amar Kirei Shlakish. Rav says, I'll give you a Svar. And that is Amar Shlakish. It's based on a limud of Shlakish, Emavir Nala Mitzvah. So perhaps one of the more famous Gemaras out there is that you're not allowed to pass over a mitzvah. So you have a mitzvah opportunity and you literally have a chance to pass it over. So in ma'avir nala mitzvah, so don't pass over the mitzvah. The Gemara says, v'chima ayo lahechal. Now let's explain this. Let's describe this a little bit better. So why now is the mizbech ha'pnimi going to be more in line, or let's say better? It's going to be come across earlier than that of the menorah. So the Gemara says it's just simply a question of how all the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash are configured. As we now turn to the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara says, let's take a look at the configuration. When you go into the Hechel b'Mizrach Pagam Bereisha, so the first thing that you encounter is the Mizbech. The Tanya, and the Gemara here just cites the sourcing that tells us all this configuration. If you look at a picture, you'll see it right away. But over here, the Bereisha brings down Shulchan itself, and the Shulchan finds itself in the Norish Meshulchan Akosor Shtei Amos Umechsa. It's not flush against the northern wall. It's 2.5 Amos. Buffered from the northern wall. Menorah Bedarim, similarly with the menorah that's in the south, Meshucha Menachos Roshtei Amos Mechza, again, not flush against the southern wall, 2.5 Amos off from the southern wall, Mizbech Mamutza V'Omid Bemsa. Now, as far as the Mizbech is concerned, so it's in the middle of the Hechal. Umashach Kalpei Chutz Kema. Now, it's a little bit closer to the outside. Outside over here means to the eastern side. The Gemara says, now why don't we just take the Mizbech and put it directly between the menorah and the Shulchan? The Gemara says, no. Kevin de'ika ves menorahs nochach ha-shulchan. So the Gemara says, no, because the Pasuk says that the menorah and the Shulchan have to be facing one another. So be'inan dechazu adade. So they literally have to be seeing one another. So with that stated, so the only way that the Mizbech is going to work is that it's offset. Offset and a little bit closer to the eastern gate. So now, to the Gemara's point, the Gemara says that when you're walking into the Hechal, so the first of the kelim that you're going to be encountering is the Mizbech, and that's why the Dishon Mizbech is going to be done first, because Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah, that's the svar that's given by Rava. The Gemara says, okay, now that we introduced ourselves to the topic, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah, so I'm a Rava, so the Gemara says, good, so now comes out from here a general, an extension of this principle. Shema Minah, Midereish Lakish, Avuri Dara Atotafta Asar. You can't bypass the tefillin of the arm over the tefillin of the head. So Hechi, obviously the Gemara says, so what do you do? Midara Latutafta. So you go from the arm to the head. Now exactly what that means over here. So let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos over here brings down three basic explanations of what the Gemara means over here. Perish Rashi. So Tosfos first quotes B'Shem Rashi. Top Tosfos on the Amud. Lahaniach tefillin b'rosh kodem shi'anich tefillin shal yad. Asar. So if you put on your shel rosh before you put on your shel yad, so that's a violation. The kamavri al mitzvah tefillin shel yad de paga bereisha bizro kodem shagia l'rosh. So Rashi says, because which one do you encounter first? Now this is a little bit hard to describe, but I think I got the basic idea, and that is that you're obviously wrapping your tefillin with your arm. So when your arm now is coming into contact, does it come into contact with your other arm first or with your head? So in terms of proximity, in terms of vantage point, in terms of height, so your arms are closer to one another. So your arm has first the opportunity to put the tefillin on the other arm first, and then on the shel rosh, and then it goes on the shel rosh. So Rashi says that what the Gemara is telling us is that in terms of putting the tefillin on for hanacha purposes, so what we learn from Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos is that you should put on the shel yad, and then afterwards you should put on the shel rosh. So Tosfos, after citing Rashi's pshat, Tosfos has unbelievable difficulty with Rashi's pshat. V'kash lefi demai irya midereish lakish tepakle midamer beperka kametz rabba. So Tosfos says over here, yeah, what about the Gemara Menachos? The Gemara Menachos says, kishu miniach al yad, shayad v'acher kach shel rosh, techsiv v'kshartim osa yedecha, v'hadar v'ayil tetafos beinenecha. So Tosfos says, I don't understand the kedima, the order of how we put tefillin on, first the shel yad and then the shel rosh. So it's based on psukim. It's based on the order in the psukim in the Torah when describing the mitzvah of shel yad and shel rosh. So and it has nothing to do with Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. It's just simply a drasha. Okay. So Tosfos has a difficult time with Rashi. Tosfos over here offers two other possible understandings of our Gemara in terms of when it comes to tefillin. So first the arm, then the shel rosh. What are we talking about? So if we're not talking about the hanacha, so then what are we talking about? So the second pshat in Tosfos is said over by Rabbeinu Tam, quoting Rav Hai. That's all. So when you take off your tefillin and you put them in the bag, because here's what you shouldn't do. Don't take off your shel yad and put it in the bag first. And then put the shel rosh in the bag. That is something you should not do. Lemala. According to Rabbeinu Tam, quoting Rav Haigon, so when you take your tefillin off, don't take off your Tefillin shel yad first and put it in the bag and then put on the tefillin shel rosh, because tomorrow morning when you're going to put your tefillin back on again, so by definition then what it means is that you're going to have to pass your shel rosh in order to get shel yad, and you'll be violating the isser of ein ma'avir nala mitzvos. Okay, so that's why when you take off your tefillin, you have to be careful to know and to make sure that the shel rosh gets wrapped first, puts in the bag first, and then afterwards, you put the shel yad in, and now the shel yad will be in a position where tomorrow, the shel yad will be the first of the tefillahs that you'll be encountering, and you won't be violating ein ma'avir nala mitzvos. Okay, the way our tefillin bags work nowadays, it's a little bit more side by side. It's not exactly front back the way the Gemara seems to be describing it over here, the way Tosha seems to be describing it over here, but still, even side by side, but still, the one that should be favoring the front of the bag should be the shel yad, as Rabbi Natan just established. A third possible pshat, as long as we're here in Tosos, and we already went through two. So the third possible pshat, Rabbi Eliyahu Zatzal Mefarish, Dilian Mishmush Iri. So we're talking about not when you're putting on the tefillin like Rashi, not when you're taking off the tefillin like Rabbi Natan, but rather as you're adjusting the tefillin. So Dechayev Adam Mamash Meshulim Mekol Shal, we know that you should be adjusting your tefillin literally every hour, but it just simply means with regularity you should be adjusting your tefillin. So Kavu Chomer Mitzitz V'Hashe Kama Deshel Yad Mimash Meshtchila Mishum DePaga Behen Bereish V'Achakach Mishameshes B'Shel Rosh. So according to Rabbi Eliyahu, so when you are adjusting your tefillin, just having a constant awareness that your tefillin are on you. So I say adjusting them. In other words, yes, if they move out of place, you should adjust them. But adjustment over here just simply means that they are. You need to have an awareness about them, and if you just simply put your hand on them, so that'll help you be more conscientious that you are currently wearing tefillin. So when you are doing this this kind of adjustment, so you should do the shel yad before the shel rosh, and that's gained from the. From Rish Lakish's rule of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos. So we have now not one, not two, but three different pshatim within Tosfos in terms of how to take the rule of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos and apply it over to Tefillin. We go back to the Gemara. We are on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We're still a little bit towards the top. Continuing. Atafus Chamesh Neros Kodem L'Dam Tamid. After cleaning five of the lamps, so then you go to the Dam Tamid, meaning that you shach the Karban Tamid, the another coin is going to be doing Kabbalah Sadam, Halacha, Azrika, all the activities that relate to the blood of the Karban Tamid. The Dam Tamid Kamla Tavashte Neros, and afterwards you go back and you do the cleaning of the last two of the Neros. My time of the Gemara says now, this idea that we're going to take a break. In other words, when doing the menorah, we do five. We break for the Karban Tamid, meaning the shechting of the Karban Tamid, the Zrikas, the Dam of the Karban Tamid, and then we're going to finish up with the two. So my time at the Gemara wants to understand this a little bit better. So Amar Abai, Hau Baboker Baboker, Deshne Gzira Eitzim. So Delo Tzricha. Now the Baboker Baboker by the two Gzira Eitzim, which is unnecessary. So and they're not necessary. What does that mean? We're not necessary. So the Gemara said just on the Amud Aleph, that the Shnei Gzira Eitzim really serve as a machshir. So the truth of the matter is that we would have known that it precedes the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi because they really serve as a machshir. So now the Baboker Baboker that we had by the Shnei Gzira Eitzim is now unnecessary. So what allows us to do from a drusha standpoint is Shadin Lahacha. So now what we could basically do is that we could take the two Babokers and we could just basically cut them out and put them over here. So one of them is going to apply to the cleaning of the five nearest, the liktim ledam atamid that comes before the dam atamid, and then another one we're going to attach to the dam atamid v'nikdin lahatavishtei nearest, and that means that it should precede the cleaning of the last two of the nearest. Okay, now this methodology obviously is a little bit difficult because basically what we're doing is we're saying that words are extraneous, we're cutting them out, we're pasting them to other places. It doesn't seem to have an absolute formula in terms of about what we're cutting out and what we're applying it to. So admittedly, it's a little bit difficult. And even the Gemara pushes back a little bit on this idea. So, before the Gemara pushes back, the Gemara over here is just, I spoke a little too quickly. We are going to push back, but first the Gemara just wants to solidify that this is in fact correct. So chad shajil atavas chemishneros l'nictim uledam atamid. So once we're taking one of the babokers and we're applying it to the hatavas chemishneros, so it for sure is going to come before the dam tamid. Why? The hachatlas of hachatrei. Because as it relates to the cleaning of the menorah, it already said the word baboker, baboker. We added another one that brings us to three. That's three babokers. That means it's really, it comes as early as it could. And hachatrein as relating to the dam of a karmen tamid, so it says baboker, but it only says it two times. So the Rashi goes through, as a kevaz achat said baboker. It also says it in Shmos as well. Okay, so v'hachatrei. So v'chashash l'dam atamid, and one is going to be applied to the dam atamid, the naktam el'atav shtei neros, and that's going to now precede the cleaning of the last two candles, afagav d'hachatrei v'hachatrei, because even though it's true that it has it two times by the dam, and now two times by the cleaning of the last two of the neros, so mechaper adav, but still the dam of a carbon tamid is going to be a mechaper, and therefore it precedes. Okay. That's all an explanation in terms of how we get from the Hatavas Chamesh Neros to the Dam Tamid to the Hatavas of Beis Neros. Amar Lei of Rapapa Labai. So Rapapa says to Abaye, Ve'ema Chachaj Yeludisha Mizbech Panimi. Look. And this is where the Gemara is pushing back. The Gemara says, look, it seems a bit arbitrary that I'm with you that the Baboker, by the Shnei Gzira Eitzim is extra. And now we're taking it and we're cutting it out from there and we're putting it somewhere else. But the Gemara says, but when all said and done, it seems to be a little bit random, a little haphazard in terms of what we're attaching it to. Let's suggest let's attach one to the cleaning of the inner mizbech, the naktim el adam atamid. That should come before the dam tamid, the hachatlas of hachatrei, because now by the cleaning of the dishim mizbech and panimi, we have three as opposed to the dam tamid, which is only two. The chachaj el adam atamid, and then another one we're going to apply the dam tamid, the niktim latavis chamash neros, and that should come before the chamash neros, the afagav, the hachatrei, the hachatrei, and now because it's two and two, but mechaper adif, but the dam of the carbon tamid obviously is going to be a mechaper, which obviously means it's better. Im Kane, the Gemara says, I'll tell you the problem with this kind of application, and that is Afsuki ben my Masaftalei. Well, then what's going to happen now is that if we take all those things and load them before the Hatavas Chamesh Neros, so then what exactly is going to be creating a break between the Hatava of the five and the Hatava of the two? Meaning, one of the assumptions the Gemara is making going into this entire discussion is that the instead of cleaning all seven lamps together, you're going to do five, and you're going to do two, and there's going to be a break. And what we really haven't discussed, which the Gemara now is going to do, is why is there a break? So if we take all those activities of the Dam of the Karmen Tamid and the Dishim Mizbech and Panimi, and we take all of them and we put them before the Hatava, so then we're basically going from five to two, and there's not going to be a break in the middle. And the Gemara says, and isn't that not good? Well, the Gemara says, really, it depends. Hanichal Reish Lakish to Amar Lama Mativin V'Chozer Mativin Kedei LaHakish Kol HaZar Kula Shapir. So, according to Reish Lakish, the reason why there's a break that's taken between the cleaning of the five and the cleaning of the two is because we want Kol HaZar Kula. We want excitement. We want activity in the Beis HaMikdash. This is not the first time that we've gone over this idea. That the Chachamim really wanted activity, action in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, that was Gemara's answer to the question that we asked in the second parak. So why are there four lotteries in the course of every day? And the Gemara's answer over there is action, activity. We just it makes the Beis HaMikdash more exciting. So over here, if we do seven, if we don't do seven altogether, but rather we break up into five and two, so Reish Lakish says, okay, good. So that makes it more exciting, more activity. But Ella Rav Yochanan Damar Baboker Baboker Chalkeil Shnei Bekarim Ma'ikal Amemar. But according to Rav Yochanan, it's not just to create more excitement, but really it's a drasha, meaning that there's a din that they must be separated. So according to Rav Yochanan, so if there's nothing to separate them with, meaning if everything now is going to be front loaded before the Hatavas of the Chamesh Neros, and now we really literally have nothing to separate it with so then we're not being Mekayim the Drasha. The Drasha by definition demands that something be inserted between five and two. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says it's just simply untenable. We can't just simply not have something that goes between 5 and 2. The Gemara just goes over a point that we kind of already laid out, but the Gemara just is a little bit rehashing, but just solidifying. The baboker by eitzim, we said it's extraneous. The Gemara says, really, is that extraneous? Ami by lelugufe, the kamer rachman and nikdim ulamaracha shnei shakataras. So, isn't it there to tell us that the two blocks should come in front? Should precede the arrangement of the second. Of the second pyre. So Amar Luhu v'Lami Ukimna Alev Alo Chaver. So the Gemara says, but that's not true. Meaning that the second pyre is set up before the Shnei Gzira Eitzim. Remember, the Shnei Gzira Eitzim were brought up, and we said that the Torah is very clear that you put on this one and not that one. Meaning that there has to be two in front of you. Okay. So the Gemara says that it's not the Mechlal the Isla Chaverta. So it means that there was in fact a. There has to be a second pyre over there. So when the Shnei Gzira Eitzim are brought up, so it is not before the Maarach HaShnia, it's after the Maarach HaShnia. Okay, Adkan. It really takes us to the end of the daf, the Maishna Da'avid. We'll start over here for Lamed Dalin. And now, just as a quick recap for Lamed Gimel. So the first part of Lamed Gimel, which we started Lamed Beis, was the discussion of the Mishnah's term of Kartzo, that when the Kohen Gadol shechs the Karban Tamid on Yom Kippur, so he doesn't shecht it all the way, and the Mishnah indicates this by using a language that's a little bit strange, a little bit foreign to us. It uses the words Karatzo, which means that he cuts it, but he cuts it most of the way. He does a Shechita Barov. The Gemara says, Shechita Barov, does that have any kind of psul to it whatsoever? The Gemara says, no. So then if it doesn't have any kind of psul to it whatsoever, the Gemara establishes that based on the Mishnah in Chulin. So once that's true, so then why do we have somebody finishing off the Shechita? And the answer of the Gemara is that mitzvah lamarik. Rashi explained, as we saw in the Lamed Gimel Manalf, it means that the blood's going to come out a little bit faster, a little bit cleaner, a little bit smoother, and that's what we would prefer. Lamed Gimel, the daf, from that point going forward, is all dedicated to Abaye. Abaye Masada Maracha. So Abaye gives us a seder of the avoda that's done daily in the Beis HaMikdash, and Mishmei de Gemara, and he's basing on a tradition, Valibad Abishol, and going like the Sheet of Abishol. And then from that point going forward, we went through 15 steps of the avoda that's done in the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis, but specifically the order in which it's done. So, and to say it over it again, now we'll just simply be reviewing everything that we said in today's daf. And so the first thing that we did is we covered the 15 steps, and then from that point going forward, all the drushas that get us from point A to point B to point C. And just as an interesting aside that the Gemara made on the Amud Beis is that one of the reasons why the Gemara asked the question that when you go into the Mizbech HaPnimi, when you go into the Heichal, so the first thing you're going to do is the Mizbech HaPnimi, that was step number 4, and afterwards the Tavas Chamesh Neiros, that's step number 5. So why is the Mizbech coming in front of the menorah? So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer is it's a Mesorah, but other than that, I don't know. But the second answer of the Gemara is that Eimavir La Mitzvah, that you don't pass over a mitzvah. That was on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Rava gives the answer of Eimavir La Mitzvah. It's the truth that matters. He quotes it B'Shem Reish Lakish. Good. So with that stated, so the Gemara says is that we learn that another halacha, and that is that when putting on the tefillin, so you should do the Shalyah before the Shal Rosh because of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. Exactly what that meant. So we saw in today's daf, we went through three different possibilities of the way Tosfos understands it. The Balei Tosfos understands it. Rashi says it's talking about the Hanacha, putting it on. Rabbeinu Tam, B'Shem Rav Haigon, talks about when you are removing the tefillin and putting it in the bag in anticipation for tomorrow. So make sure that's in the right order so that you don't pass over the Shalyat in order, that you don't pass over the Shalrosh to get to the Shalyat. Make sure that the Shalyat is the first of the tefillahs that are available. Or the other possibility, Rabbeinu Eliyahu in Toso says, that has to do with the mishmush. In other words, putting your hand on it in order to make sure that you're aware that the tefillah is on your head and on your arm. So first touch your arm and then touch your head because of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs. Okay, those are the three possibilities of what the Gemara meant. And from that point going forward, the Gemara just finished up with all the drushas that get us to the order of Abaye.